just sort of bumming around, just like no job,
the best,
no parents,
the best, no parents, breathing down your neck.
It was me and Lily.
Aldridge.
Lily Aldridge, actress slash model. And it was Austin in the 90s. It was going to the freaking college bookstore. It was going to the head shop.
It was.
It was.
It was going to the head shop and being like, they sell this stuff.
The posters at this place.
Yeah.
You could spend an entire afternoon being hypnotized by one poster. That was awesome.
Glow in the dark spirograph weed leaf poster that was my entire college experience.
Mm-hmm.
Literally everything I learned from that poster, which is keep calm and chive on.
Howard Kramer's there. It's me, Lily Aldridge, and Howie.
Mm-hmm.
Just
wee-wee.
Bumming around.
Wee-wee.
And it'll never come
the
back.
Today's slacking.
Yeah.
Slacking. Linklater.
Mm-hmm. And we'll never have that again.
Yeah.
He's around taking notes.
You always think you're going to link up later, right?
And is that not the truest joke?
But you, well, it's both. The greatest jokes are truth.
Mm, yeah.
And that's why so much of the shit that Kevin tries to do, that Brett tries to do, that Kevin's friend Crisp, who he has creeping around the studio.
Crisp, sit in a chair. Like actually like do the show.
Like
if you're
going to
be here, actually like participate like, and do work.
Really fucking be here and do the work.
Was Kevin like the funniest guy in like class?
Growing up, was he like...
If by funniest you mean not funniest, yes.
What the fuck?
Oh, okay, and I like this guy now because he is making Kevin suck his ass.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa. So were you just beating the shit out of Kevin and he was just like, thank you, sir? And finally you just were like, all right, you've had enough. And then you let him like, whatever, tag along or like be your designated driver or whatever.
There was a whole period where we were doing that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
What was it? Like second period?
Yeah. Second period. I think that's 9:30 a.m. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice early morning beat down for Kevin's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Crisp. Kevin's family's financial situation. Let's put it on the table.
Yeah. Not good.
It's bad?
It's bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I've been told that basically his daddy.
Right. Mr. B.
Is the insurance king of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that Kevin is swimming in the dosif. Yes.
Kevin likes to say he's the sausage king of Chicago, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
What, like,
what does he mean?
I know
mean?
It's from a movie.
Yeah. Kevin, where's Bosch's toy?
It's right here.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, no, talk about the what kind of money he comes from.
Yeah, talk about the dosif and the do-re-mi.
Yeah, it hasn't been good. I think his dad was at one point the sausage insurance king of Chicago.
Mm.
But
something.
Not something, anymore.
Okay, something bad happened.
If you know what I mean.
So I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
I would love to.
I do.
Ah. This is why we have Brett here.
Yeah. Mm.
Brett?
So you take out sausage insurance when you're just worried someday you might run out of sausage.
This is what you mean? Is this right so far, Crisp?
So far.
God damn.
And in Chicago, that's a huge market. It's multi-billion.
Yeah, someone comes up and stabs your sausage. I mean, there you go.
Well,
you
pierces the skin and you don't get the snap.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, leaking.
Leaking.
All the sausage leak out. Through the
Doing this show. It is Hollywood Handbook Pro version. I'll take that $5. Thank you very much. Snoop.
You're taking the whole five?
I'll take this. Thank you so much. Sean and I trade off who gets a $5.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier than $2.50 every time.
I get the $5 next month, mm-hmm. and I'm really looking forward
to it. We carry our own coins? I don't think so. We're like, just like our pockets laden with 50 cent pieces? No. We each mm-hmm. take a $5 bill from everyone who listens to the show every month.
I'm not exactly looking to load up my jacket pockets with Susan B. Anthony half dollars. Thank you very much, Brett. What I would rather be is lean, mean, light on my feet with just a Lincoln in my pocket.
Bobby Lincoln.
And a... Mm. What?
Okay.
Honest Bob.
Honest Bob. Bobraham Lincoln. Well, Crisp...
Kevin, on
you
the way
wanted
home,
to talk.
It's like, that was so funny. You did amazing. On the drive.
We're jamming with Andy.
Do you know how to use a microphone?
I'm talking right into it.
Can you see my eye roll?
We're jamming with Andy Sunday morning, 10 a.m.
What are you playing?
I don't know. Does he work here?
Guitar.
First of all, Kevin's guitar has like mold on his strings.
Chris gave it to me 10 years ago. I haven't touched.
I duped you into buying that.
Mm-hmm. For $75. This was that a good deal?
The Wrecking Crew.
It's crazy. The they trade off. It's like
crew. Yes.
It's like good basketball. Like the, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. It's Olympic level ping pong.
It's how like basketball used to be played, where they would just pass the ball around the perimeter until the shot clock ran out.
Yeah, traveling.
Yes.
Traveling. No.
Traveling.
That's basketball.
Good job. That's part of it. That's good.
No, it's crazy having a front row seat to just watch two masters chop it up. And I'm like in it. Like it's so immersive to hear them talk about the $75 that Kevin paid for the guitar, right?
Right. Yeah.
So crazy.
Do you meet Darius?
Darius Hamilton Smith III, yes.
Is that his full name?
Yeah.
Frick yeah.
Nice.
Last night.
There's a Gandhi.
He's not a
somewhere.
Third. Yes, Gandhi. I don't know if we should say his entire.
Okay.
But yeah, we got drinks last night together. And that was a lot of fun.
Oh my God, is this one of those podcasts that puts you to sleep?
Whoa.
Hearing you and me talk to each other?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Crisp, this is like the shit that... The people go crazy for.
Really?
Yeah, especially the gals.
And yes, the women in particular.
And you will be finding that out very soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Crisp, where can I find you online?
Bowlingforpiccolo.com.
Oh, okay. Mm. So this has been a big thing we've been talking about. Sorry, my throat's a little raspy. Crisp made a three.
No, it's good. It's helping.
Just from screaming last night.
Chris made a 3.5-hour movie when he's the star.
Brian Piccolo.
And his friend plays 17 other characters.
From Brian's song?
Is it from Brian's
song?
You I don't know who Brian Piccolo is, but you're not familiar with the movie Brian's song.
Or what?
Bowling for Columbine, that's a movie?
it was not inspired from that.
That is a movie, yeah.
You made this.
I didn't make it. I was in it, but I didn't make it.
That's true. And it was all improvised.
You got to do that. You just got to make stuff. And this is Chicago, like comedy culture.
Sausage comedy.
Yes.
Mark Dumplass and his brother, Jay Dumplass, the Dumplass brothers, they talk all the time about like, go fucking make shit. Mm-hmm. Like, look at me, I'm rich. Mm-hmm. Go make something. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Like, anybody who's not making something, like, why don't you go look at an interview with Mr. Dumplass from the league? And just actually
just
go make
shit. Go out
there
and get cast in the show, The League, as the main
guy. You know what I mean?
You make 10,000
things.
Get
out there
it's
and
time.
Do it. You've got a phone. Go get cast in The League.
Yeah, you got a phone? You got a buddy?
Yeah.
Call your buddy with your phone. Then point your phone at your buddy. Hit the camera. Say, hey, buddy, you're on TV. Then get cast on The League. It's like all these people going like, how do I make it? It's like, make it. The dumb blast guys are really saying what we're all thinking, which is be like Crisp. Make a movie you can't explain or understand that doesn't sound good. Have Kevin set you up to talk about it.
Yeah.
Don't
know elaborate anything. In any way. Don't explain anything.
Don't in any way make it appealing.
Don't even
at
make
all.
It funny.
Don't make the conversation about it appealing.
Yeah. The conversational equivalent of just wandering off, but physically stay in your chair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have to give Brett his new band name.
Brett?
We've talked about this. We've teased this for so long, and now it's time to let the people bust.
Okay.
What you? So you said you actually have a new...
I actually have one now.
In the band.
You guys are late to it, but if... I mean...
And this is... your band's name is Man Man.
Yes.
And they give everyone a funny, crazy name.
And that's before The Mandalorian came out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Liar.
Liar.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not how...
Yeah,
this
liar.
Works. It's supposed to be yes and. Right?
Yeah, you
don't
liar.
Just call people liars.
Brett makes the rules.
What's your funny name that's so crazy? If you,
oh, you yeah, want
this funny if name? If you think it's so,
it's so right, well, good. Like, you're gonna make
literally
me laugh
nothing,
my ass off.
You're set nothing, up for success.
I fucking love.
There's
to
no
laugh,
response
man.
I could work with that.
I'm
tone.
A fan, if so you I'm make, I'm primed to enjoy it.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Brett Sweat. But Sweat is S-W-E-T-T.
Nice.
Now, see, I could have said the best thing you've ever heard, and if you laugh like that, it sounds
no,
stupid.
I like my it. Contention is that you could not have said the best thing I've ever heard.
No.
So that, once again, is a lie. You could not do this. There's other people who maybe could, but
I don't even know about that. Could have said the best thing I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, what you think is you could have just said the entire breakdown from Hook by Blues Traveler. I guess you could have said the best thing I ever heard if you think you could have just said that. But
you ever
the music's
actually listened to that?
In a multiverse theory, that did happen.
Have you ever actually listened to that song? The song is trolling you. As you so, and his face is like,
I'm getting trolled?
Yeah.
What, me worries?
The harmonica
like, oh,
is
no,
trolling
yeah,
me.
Like, I'm in on it. Do you even understand? Do you have any fucking idea what that
are you
song
anywhere
is?
Close to wrapping your little pea brain
can I listen to
around
it?
What John yes. Popper was yes. fucking dropping on your ass.
Dude, I understand Popper. You don't think I understand Popper?
You don't get Popper. You don't have a right to hold Popper's fucking harmonica box.
You don't think I learned his harmonica solos note for note on guitar when I was 13 years old?
Is Brett trying to play a guitar with his mouth?
Yeah, it hurts. Blues Traveler, what's the song?
Hook.
It better be about Peter Pan.
Ha ha ha. Better not.
Nothing.
Is the music funny? Is the music you're doing, is it like...
You fucking
there's a
funny
sense of humor
shit.
To it. There's
describe it to me.
It's a bit wry, isn't it?
Give me an example.
It's a bit wry.
Give me an example.
An example.
Something funny.
Of something funny.
Example of how it's funny, what the sense of humor of
like
the band
the
is.
Lyrics are kind of have a dark humor to it.
Give me an example. Do you know lyrics?
I'm trying to think of lyrics.
Yeah.
Just give us hard. One example.
That's not the part you do.
I try,
that's
I,
not the part
I
you
I wanted
do.
To write you the prettiest song in the world, but I got distracted, so I didn't.
So that is actually kind of similar to what
Tenacious D was doing.
Yes.
It's a little like tribute.
No, that...
It's a little
okay.
like
it is out of, the exact same
out
idea.
Of context, it sounds exactly like that, but I swear to God, it's not.
Okay.
I got distracted
though.
The wildfires over Burbank at one point.
You did what?
I'm just reciting lyrics for you.
Oh.
So it's just it's about the process. All the bros down at the quad hacking that sack wouldn't give two fudge about me.
That's speaking to a certain experience, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. All those bros hacking that sack.
And that quad. And you are basically saying this is college.
No, you're taking me on a trip to college. It's college humor.
Crisp White.
It is college humor. Mm-hmm. And you can talk, and whether you're a Jake guy, an Amir guy, it doesn't matter.
Pat Castles. Streeter.
Forget it. Sarah.
That other guy.
Gerwich.
Gerwich. Greta Gerwich. Crisp, tell me what you did instead of college and why college might be for some people.
It's a scam. Yeah.
Not for you. Mm. Talk about this.
Well, I started going to college with Kevin. And upon meeting him, I was just kind of like, is this really what college is all about?
Get over here, you little wimp. You're going to college with me.
Yeah.
Second period.
Get in my pocket, bitch. We're going to college.
Get in my pocket, bitch. Mm.
And then you left.
Yeah, upon meeting you.
Mm-hmm.
Nasty ass. He's talking about the song. He's like talking about
the song, dude.
He's talking about you listening to it.
Speaking of lyrics, having a sense of humor.
And he's tricking you into liking it. But he's like, I hate this shit.
Yeah. It don't matter who you are.
He said, it doesn't matter what I say.
He's saying
I'm
like,
I'm doing my job.
Yes.
Yeah, and maybe he drifted away, but the hook of the song, that's going to bring you right back in, baby.
I was trolling you.
I'm not lying.
You didn't know.
The hook
you didn't
you
get
back.
It, Brett.
You didn't fucking get it.
You didn't get it until right now.
We had to teach you about
you're
the song.
You're at the show
it's like Hallelujah, the song Hallelujah. Leonard Cohen, Jeff Buckley. Mm. Is it the major third, the minor fifth, or whatever, you know, right as it does it in the song?
Yeah, you think it's the major third, the minor fifth?
That's what you think?
Something like that.
You think it's like that?
Don't.
You think that's what it's like?
It's not just like that. It's talking about music as it's playing music. So it cancels itself out.
It goes so like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift.
Yes.
The major third. Oh my God. Yeah, now that's lyrics with a sense of humor. This guy is pretty.
I was doing the Weird Al version.
I guess so.
Brett Sweat. I don't know.
Brett What's Sweat. Better? What about Sweat Morris?
Sure. I mean, you could do Brett Sweat Morris.
Yeah. You could.
And then my studio's the Sweat Lodge.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is true.
Hmm.
I have a plaque and everything.
Hmm. The Sweat Lodge, yeah.
You should come by.
Dude, yeah, I've been meaning to carve out some time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let me know when you do.
Yeah, no.
Let's jam.
Yeah, well, we are all going to jam, right?
Hell
Kevin's
yeah.
jamming with Andy. Crisp is plays moldy guitar. Mm-hmm.
You don't even know what you're playing at the jam?
No.
He's being a
probably the same
brat.
Three songs that Kevin and I played when we were in high school.
What were they?
Flash of the Blade.
Candlestick.
What's that?
An original song.
Okay, so that's a song that we wrote. Just guitar and
Candlestick?
Drums.
Yeah.
How's it go?
Sounds soft.
Buggada gum bum, buggada gum bum, buggada gum bum, bango do bango do bango, buggada gum gum, buggada gum. And it's like that for
like 75 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. And then I'm just you guys do long stuff.
See, that's exactly Tenacious D too.
It's funny.
That is similar, yeah, to the cock push-up sketch. That's really similar.
When's your next show?
After.
How are
actually
we like
today.
Emerging in this band? Like, how are we using this opportunity to like separate yourself from the rest of the of this group? To like step
be
forward.
Be the main guy.
Yeah. Who's the main guy right now?
Honus.
Mm. So.
When I ask you that question again, 6 months from today, who's the main guy?
Brett Sweat.
or whatever we land on. Sweat.
Okay, yeah.
Or whatever
could
we land
on. Something like that's like badass.
So you're saying I take Honus Honus, like take that name? I mean, that would be shortcut.
No, that won't be the name.
Okay. That would be the fastest way to do it, you're saying, though.
Brett Sweat, it could be like, I'm sweating, I'm scared.
Mm. Could be.
I'm scared to be doing this.
But that's honest.
What about Brett Strep? Brep Strep.
Strep throat?
Yeah.
Like strep throat?
Like strep throat.
What about Brett Shorty?
Well, see, that feels mean.
Brett Shorty?
Yeah.
No.
Like the movie Get Shorty?
No. Shorty is...
Oh, yeah. Get Shorty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's no, TV we're show not now with Get Ray Shorty Romano. Anymore. Now
John Travolta?
Now we're going to Brett
as Chili
Shorty.
Palmer? The thug breaking his way into Hollywood?
Brett Shorty's really good, Brett. Don't, like, don't turn down an opportunity like this. It's really good.
The problem is the get has one T.
So does the freaking sweat.
Wrong, yeah.
You spelled that wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to adapt.
That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it tracks.
Swiffer like, Brett Jet?
Well, that has commercial licensing problems.
Spell
Swiffer
it wrong.
Wet Brett.
Swiffer Wet
Brett. It's the Swiffer that has the problem.
Okay.
It's not the jet.
Okay. Wet Brett Jet Swiffer.
Okay, now it feels like we're just not putting any thought into this.
Brett it be?
That's not bad.
How about Brett?
That's really not bad.
How about breathtaking? Like breathtaking. Ladies and gentlemen, breathtaking.
He always wants to play on breath.
He does. He's done this. Yeah.
He's done
so
sticky bad breath
many times.
Yeah. What about Meet the Bretts?
Well, what's that a play on?
Meet the Mets. What about the Brooklyn
Goldberg,
Bretts?
Not the Gold. the Brooklyn Ooh, Bretts.
What about the Brooklyn Bretts?
Mm-hmm.
I think Brett it B.
Brett it B is better
so
yeah.
far.
We'd make it great Bretts.
That's good. Porno for pyros.
Mm-hmm.
And Crisp, there's nothing, not a single word.
Brett Shop Boys?
I'm worried he's just waiting for his turn and is just going to...
Brett Sounds.
I'm waiting for it, too.
Napalm Us.
I'm waiting for it, too.
Brett Sounds.
I think you should go with something like Ted Bungalow.
What
Teddy
the
and the Bungalows.
Fuck?
So this is the thing Chris has been doing.
Chris, I'll teach you how to do this.
How to be funny?
What's a word that rhymes with Brett?
The thing is...
You start with that.
That's so catchy, though.
Okay.
Brett
so
it off.
He can only name his band
after Brett. It's not his band. It's his name in the band. All the band members have the funny names. The band's name is Man Man. I said this.
Right.
It's about listening. Doing podcasts is about listening.
Uh-huh.
It takes a few years before you understand like what the episode is about that you're on.
You see how funny Brett's getting? That's
just
how
that did 3 years. Really.
That didn't just happen. That just, believe me, that didn't just happen.
Right. Mm-mm. No, that's painstaking
it's been
work
slow
on
slow burn for a while.
So we're thinking of a name, okay. A word that rhymes with Brett. Not Ted. Ted is not.
Ted Bungalow just rolls off
Ted
the tongue.
Ted Bungalow is. In a vacuum, it's a good name.
Yes.
I do have to give credit for that.
In the vacuum
Ted Bungalow,
of space.
Ted Bungalow.
So now we're
getting worse.
Now we're getting a little too excited about our idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Veterinarian.
And so while this is happening, he's vacuuming up all of the good names.
Yeah.
So there's an opportunity cost here to not saying just a word that rhymes with Brett. So that's where we're starting. You don't have to do the entire thing. Just a word that rhymes with Brett. And we'll start with that, and we'll figure out what the name is from there.
I can't think of one word.
I know.
Yeah, isn't that a little obvious?
I know that you can.
You have to be able to.
What's obvious to me is your potential to do this. That's what's
really
obvious.
It's really disappointing.
No.
How about
fret like a guitar?
Now, that is a trap, because there's very little you can do with the
just,
word fret.
To rhyme it, you'll just say Brett. Or like Guitar Brett.
Guitar
or
Brett, which, yeah, and no one is going to say
be
Guitar
really
Brett.
Really shitty, yeah. So
now,
he is tricking
now
me.
You are, yes, now you're in a cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Am I literally like the world's slowest improviser?
No. You're doing great.
And that would be, that's its own kind of niche, isn't it?
Yes, the world's slowest improviser. They used to teach a class in New York called Slow Comedy. And I think you might have been able to take that class.
Yeah.
Truly.
But this, I wouldn't even say is improvisation at this point.
At all.
We've spent so long thinking about it
that
it's really just coming up with a word that rhymes with Brett.
You got it.
There's a lot that we've already mentioned.
Mm-hmm. To Brett syndrome.
To Brett syndrome.
Mm.
No, well, he Brett said that. Syndrome. You realize that he just said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just take credit for what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want us to come back to you?
Do you want to have some time?
Yeah. Think
of a couple hours.
Think of a word that rhymes with Brett, and we'll come back.
The best that we have is Brett Shorty still. People are laughing at this at the show.
Brett Shorty. This. But he likes Brett at B.
That stinks.
Why does that stink?
It's not funny.
It works on an extra level than Brett Shorty.
I know, but it's like...
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's like...
an extra level?
Well, actually,
you're already a band. You're already doing music.
Brett doesn't like it. Brett doesn't like Brett Shorty because he feels like people might think it's making fun of his height.
Mm.
And he doesn't want to do that.
I think it distracts from the movie. The movie stands on its
own. And you don't want to soil the memory of the movie,
right,
which is now a TV show with Ray Romano.
What about the Alpha Brett? Like Alphabet, but he's the Alpha Brett.
That's not bad.
It might be two on the nose.
I hate to give Kevin credit.
Alpha Brett City. Because that's the kind of, you're bringing this kind of like grime.
What about Vietnam Brett? That's kind of cool.
Vietnam
Brett. You're a brethren of the Vietnam War.
Yeah, you're a brethren.
I'm a
Vietnam brethren.
You're a brethren of the Vietnam War.
That feels...
Should you just Travoltify his name and that can be it?
Wow.
What's that?
Sean's been doing this. Chris, a little context for you. Not that you need it.
Like,
you
just, it would
you
help
catch
me.
Up to stuff so quickly. Sean has been basically ever since that fateful day when John Travolta said Adele Dazeem. Sean has been doing this thing where he can Travoltify anyone's name. Not since the exact day, but since like a year after that.
Yeah, about a year later, I finally was able to complete an algorithm through which I can take practically any name and Travoltify it. Every fourth or fifth name is Adele Dazeem. That's a risk that you run. But... outside of that, there's really no bugs, and I can Travoltify the shit out of just basically anybody's name, and it fucking rocks. It's funny as shit, and it gives them a fun way to have fun with their name.
And have you Travoltified Brett's name already?
Mm-hmm.
But you're actually allowed to do it again.
Hang on. Ooh, let me get in there. Breep Morcus.
See, and that's the exact reaction. Chris is like, what the heck? But that's what people were saying when Travolta did the original Travoltification of his name. Everyone in the audience was doing what Chris just did.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck is this? Now do him.
Do Ted Bundy.
You and like...
dark.
This thing, it's so dark. Chris Conway, is that your name?
Crispy.
Go ahead.
Well, first, okay, Ted Bundy would be teeth bus wise.
He did it again.
What's
happening?
That was fun.
And yours is Chris Conway?
Yeah.
Okay. Crust Wink White.
How do you know when you have it?
But he does.
It just flows through you.
You just do, yeah.
When you have to set up some guitars or something now?
Yeah.
What band is this that's coming in?
Electric Guest.
I've heard of them before.
Yeah. And Merry Christmas, everyone. This pro version is coming out on Christmas Day.
Holy shit, yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that sucks.
It's a good one for Christmas Day in a way.
Yeah, because like, what the fuck? You literally have nothing else to do.
Yeah, and like the
you're not going like, I just have this like 20 minutes on my morning commute to try to get my laughs.
Yeah,
and like, and then you're just going like, fucking Chris.
The listens.
Instead,
why?
Yeah, why?
The listens are gonna take a devastating hit on Christmas Day, regardless. And I think we were sort of picking
now
up on that.
Now's the perfect time to do it.
Yeah. Do you think any families sit around and listen to a podcast on Christmas? Like at that point?
To this podcast? That point?
Someday they will, right?
Yeah, the freaking Manson the
Christmas
family.
Podcast. Oh my God. Oh my Hayes, God. That
is sort of Chris said off. Ted Bundy.
I know, I'm sort of feeding off his energy. It's called listening.
It's taking you down. Mm.
It's called listening.
And it's a way to teach, isn't it?
Listening is a way to teach.
Yes. Okay, well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. When are we doing?
Soon to clasp.
Oh, Sinterklaas. Okay. That's not Travolta. So Travolta's by Santa's name, and that can be for Christmas, and then we can go. It's not Soon to clasp. That's not it.
How is that not a Travolta?
That's not it. You didn't have it.
Soliloquy.
No.
Croissant.
Oh.
Santa Claus's name we're doing?
Yes.
He's buying time.
Skeeter Nollis.
Bye. Oh, damn.